Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal, and I have a co-host today, Teal Eshelman, the traveling winemaker. I'm super excited to have my daughter in studio. Actually, I haven't seen much of her this year. She's done three harvests around the world back to back. And we're going to talk about what is the special wine that you should be drinking for New Year's Eve. This special evening brings all kinds of fun to the table, and we think that you should have the appropriate wines. And we did this last year, and it was really well received, and we thought we'd do it again this year, because, you know, my opinion of what I want to drink on New Year's Eve certainly is often a little bit different than the millennial mindset and folks that are probably not tasting as many wines throughout the year as I do. So we'll begin with a white wine pick. And, you know, when I think about what I'm having New Year's Eve, I always have a special dinner. And I love crab. And fresh crab is in season right now. I also love to start with a beautiful cheese plate. And for that, I'm going to choose the 2015 La Rinconada Vineyard Chardonnay. Now, this comes from the Stanford Winery. The Stanford Winery is, of course, in the Santa Rita Hills Appellation in Santa Barbara County. And this Chardonnay, I absolutely love it. I get lemon curd and brioche on the nose. The bright palate really has like notes of pineapple and stone fruits. It's a very elegant wine. I got toasted hazelnuts on the finish. And even though it has seen a little bit of oak, it has beautiful acidity and minerality. This, to me, is a stunning, stunning Chardonnay. And I love Chardonnay. This, I thought, was really well made, and I really enjoy it. It's around $48 a bottle, which I think is a good deal for New Year's Eve, and it is a beautiful, beautiful wine. You can find out more information if you want to order it online at sanfordwinery.com. But that's my white wine pick for New Year's Eve, the 2015 La Rinconada Vineyard Chardonnay from Santa Rita Hills Appellation in Santa Barbara County. Teal, what about you for white wine?
For me, white wine, I really want to choose something that's epic for the holidays and a crowd pleaser. So I chose the 2016 Riesling from Eric's Story. Now, this is a really special Riesling since the vineyard is actually in Germany, which is really cool, which is one of the most epic wine growing regions for Riesling. It's a super tasty, impressively juicy Riesling that is going to be a crowd pleaser, whether you're young or have been tasting wine for decades. I love how great this wine pairs with everything and pairs with the holiday season.
So now, wait a minute. This Riesling, actually, I've seen you been enjoying this Riesling all year.
Yeah, it has been my go-to all year, but I think particularly the holidays, you want to be drinking something that you love and something that you know your friends and family will love.
And it's a good price point. It's like $20 a bottle, right?
Yeah, it's only $20 a bottle, which makes it incredibly affordable. And it's something that I think will really cheer up your holiday season.
So the Eric Story Selection Wines are part of the Smith Story Wine portfolio. And they have a new tasting room that's open up in Windsor at the Grand Cru Custom Crush facility, which was the host for our holiday wine, or for our Thanksgiving wine picks, actually. And we love that they have their wines available there for all of us 7 days a week. Of course, they have a tasting room up in Anderson Valley that I think you and I stopped at a year or so ago. And that's when you discovered the Riesling.
Yeah, it's epic, and their tasting rooms are awesome. So whether you stop by their tasting room or you can even get it online if you're in that busy holiday season mode, but it's definitely a wine not to miss. The 2016 Riesling from Eric's Story.
I love it. I love it. Now, for red wine, you know, I'm a big meat eater. That's you know, no secret. But I also like the occasion to have a vegetarian meal. So if I put the two worlds together and I have my mushrooms and I have a big, beautiful pot roast, or if I'm braising lamb shanks, I think about this for my New Year's Eve dinner. And one of the things that I love about New Year's Eve is my opportunity to embrace a different type of red wine that's rich and unctuous and delicious and impressive. And for me, the holiday wines, you know, have been so extraordinary throughout the season. But this is the wine that I'm choosing for New Year's Eve, which is the 2016 River Trace wine. And it's a blend from Meadowcroft Winery. and it is absolutely delicious. Think about crushed violets. It's got some beautiful plum notes, earthiness, cherry. It's just got lingering flavors. I absolutely love it. It's a blend of Syrah, Grenache, and Mourvedre, and it was actually, truth be told, the runner-up for the holiday wine pick selections, which are still up on our Crush website. But I wanted something different than a Pinot Noir for my New Year's Eve wine picks, and this GSM blend is absolutely delicious. And I love the Meadowcroft Winery. They're located right in the Carneros area of Sonoma, right on the corner of 121 meets 12. And this is just such a delicious, delicious wine. The 2016 River Trace, it's called. It's a Grenache, Syrah, Mourvedre blend, and it is just plush and rich and delicious and impressive. What about you for red wine?
For red wine, I chose the 2015 Fathers and Daughters Pinot Noir from the Farrington Vineyard. Now, this is a spectacular Pinot that I really think goes well with the holiday season. It has really wonderful young red fruits that come together and have this wonderful cedar component and then finishes off on this amazing velvet palette that screams holiday season. I love the blend of the red fruits with this wine, and it at $45 a bottle, it is a little bit of a splurger for millennials, but it's not going to break the bank, and I truly do think it's going to be a stunner this holiday season.
And you love that Farrington Vineyard. You love everything I think that's ever come out of there, right?
Yeah, almost any winery that gets their hands on Farrington fruit, it's always going to be a winner.
So that's special. Fathers and Daughters Pinot Noir. What was the vintage on that?
And that's a 2015.
Okay, now bubbles, of course. Everybody thinks about bubbles for New Year's Eve, and why don't you kick it off? What are your bubble selections for New Year's Eve?
Well, bubbles, that's where my heart really lies. So for, it's tough to just choose a couple, but for one, the Korbel Natural sparkling wine is amazing, and it is super affordable, as I would call it, cheap and cheerful, at only $15.99 a bottle, or you can splurge and get a Magnum for $27. And the big formats, that's really the way to go for the holidays, something that's incredibly affordable and just yummy. It's a delicious blend between Pinot Noir and Chardonnay grapes that I really do think is very bright and vibrant and just really great for the holidays.
And what a good price point that is. That's kind of my everyday go-to bubbles if I have to pick something that's super affordable, is that Natural from Korbel. It is done method traditional, so they do the secondary fermentation inside the bottle, and I think it's a great price point. But being able to get a Magnum for $27.
Yeah, it's a steal.
Now, if you were to pick something different other than, you know, something unique, what else would you pick?
Well, I would pick the Harvest Moon Estate Dry Sparkling Gewurztraminer, the 2016, is amazing. It's a standout crowd pleaser. It's very fun and unique. You don't really get to try that many sparkling Gewurztraminers. And I think if you're going somewhere, whether it's for Christmas dinner, Hanukkah, or New Year's, you really want to have something that's going to be a crowd pleaser if you're going to like a wine friendly household. And I think this is something that's really unique. Tantalizing, is dry, racy, but still has all the beautiful floral notes that Gewurztraminer tends to have.
And I think that would actually be a good pick for Valentine's Day, just kind of skipping ahead. Something unique and different for Valentine's Day.
Oh, absolutely. When you want to mix it up and have something beyond your traditional bubbles, I would go with the Harvest Moon 2016 Estate Dry Sparkling Gewurztraminer.
So that's your New Year's Eve pick.
Yes, that's my New Year's Eve pick.
I love it. So that wraps up our New Year's Eve picks, the mother-daughter, as it were, choices of what we want to drink, red wines, white wines, and sparkling wines. If you would like to get a list of our picks, just send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will send you a list of my New Year's Eve picks and Teal's New Year's Eve picks. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Of course, happy to be here.
And next time we need to talk about your harvest in New Zealand. Yep. And all the sparkling wine you've been making all over the world.
Yeah, heaps of sparkling wine, as the Kiwis would say.
Heaps of. All right, on that note, Happy New Year, everybody. Have a safe one. And remember that we've got Uber and Lyft out there. There's taxis that you can get. Please don't drink and drive. And I will be back in studio with you next Wednesday for the new year. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.